Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting outside in a lovely, lovely garden, and I've got two very, very interesting gentlemen with me. Will Bamford is well known in the town, and probably even better known is Albert Ross, a well-known DJ and, driving instructor. I think everybody will know you, Albert. Now, Will started to tell me some of the tales about the wine circle. You heard it right, wine circle.
The wild wine circle.
And then Albert came along and said, I used to DJ for some of their functions, and they had great fun, huge, huge fun, really enjoyed it. So I thought, right, this is the time now to come and talk to these two gentlemen. I've managed to get them together. It's taken a bit, but we've got it together. So, can you tell us, Will, when did this wine circle start?
I would guess early 70s. Started with a few people, and it soon became quite popular because of the wine tasting. And people at that time were experimenting and making wine, and there were nationwide shops that sold all the ingredients. So it was reasonably easy to make, just a bit of a length of time. But then, of course, as he got more advanced, more people became involved. I think at one time with 40 to 50 members, I would guess, in the local Todmorden wine circle. We used to meet at the Tatler's Club in Todmorden originally. Some very, very interesting evenings, sampling different wines. Always sometimes needed a little bit of a help down the steps.
Let's start. Where were you? Where did you start?
Up some steps.
On Stansfield Road?
Yes. On the top of some shops. So virtually opposite the bus stop. When you cross the road from the bus stop, on your right-hand side, walking along towards Todmorden, there some shops, and it was round the back of there, a small room. Initially, quite a small room that we used to meet in.
Right, yeah.
I think it was Tatler's Club.
The Tatler's Club, okay, yeah. And then you moved to where?
And then from that, for some reason they closed it, we went above the library, Todmorden Library.
Right, so you went from the...
The youth club used to meet in children's nurseries and things like that used
on
to meet
Hall
there.
On Hall Street.
On Hall Street, yeah. Yes.
So you went from the Overlookers Club to Hall Street. Yeah.
And from that, then we went to the new Oddfellas Hall.
It sounds as though you grew very quickly. The club grew.
Well, it was either that or the places that we went to wanted the rooms for something more often than once a week. I don't know the reason, or perhaps it was the rent. I wasn't involved in the financial side of it at all. Yeah. I just followed along.
Yeah.
Should I read names out?
Oh yes, let's hear. You'll know some of these names, I'm sure. When we hear them, this is really going down memory lane, isn't it? That's magic.
I'll read a few of the names, most of the names that were members at that time. Nancy and Alfred Hollers. They had the farm. Margaret and Bert Hayes, Pauline and John Wadsworth, Pam and Brian Endley. I'm sure most people remember Pam. Will and Muriel Bamford, Ruth and John Ashworth, Harry and Irene Stansfield. They looked after the park. They lived in a little cottage by the entrance to the park.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Gordon and Barbara Suthers. They come from Walsden. Kathleen and Jack Sutcliffe. I think Jack was originally a butcher. They lived going out towards the pub, the other side of Walsden. Jenny and Eric Dennett.
No,
I think Jenny was the mayoress, or mayor.
I think Eric was the mayor, wasn't he? Yes.
Was it Eric?
Eric was the mayor.
Oh, was he?
Yes, Jenny was a very attractive mayoress.
Yes, oh, you could be right. My memory's not what it was.
Well, you're excused. Hang on. Why are you excused? for having a poor memory. I don't really.
Well, possibly because I'm going a bit simple.
Old
age.
Come on. So how old's old age?
Well, I'm 91, so my memory's not as good as it was 30 years ago, or 20 years ago, perhaps.
I think you're doing fantastic.
Barbara and Derek Davis, I'm sure they're well known. Eileen and George Hammond, again, very well known. Susan Hollows, and her husband at that time, were a lad we used to call Minnie. We had a little Minnie car, so we called him Minnie. It was easier than his name. Harry and Maureen Holdsworth, Eric Stenhouse, he was a headmaster down in, lived in Mathamroyan. Alma, I don't remember her last name. Marion Baldwin, Rita and Michael Wadsworth. I'm sure a lot of people would know Rita and Michael. All very active at one time in the wine circle, with some very, very interesting events. Usually special events was at the Todmorden Cricket Club, where Albert Ross used to play the music for us, and they were very good at it as well.
Right. So what form did your meetings take?
We had a chairman who not everybody took a great deal of notice of him. We had a treasurer.
Who was the chairman?
Gordon Suthers.
All right.
Most of the time I was for a little while, but mainly Gordon.
Right.
In more authority than I had. And then I forget now who was treasurer. But they were all quite good at whatever they did anyway.
But you wouldn't have to buy a lot for drinks, would you? Because I believe everybody brought a bottle of their.
When we went to the wine circle, we all used to take bottles, but of course there's always chaps that would either stand at the bar holding the bar down, or up, whichever way you look at it. And they, of course, knocked the pints back while we sat tasting samples of other people's wines. They're very, very enjoyable evenings.
And were the wines judged during the evenings or not?
They weren't judged in that particular case when they were dancers. They were judged at other times. We used to have judges at other times. And we had some experts come over, some expert wine people that brought samples for us to test, and there was one particular one there which was absolutely fantastic, and it was ice wine.
Oh,
I've never had that before, but you had several wines which you put in a glass, and that one stood out to me anyway. I mean, wine's what people make of it,
yeah.
But that particular one stood out, and then of course you had to buy the wine and he'd sampled yours and see whether anyone were good enough to.
Yeah. Now Albert's got a question for you. What was that that you wanted to mention?
Oh, I was always wondering about this onion wine. Did they ever make any onion wine?
Well, if they made onion wine, they must have kept it to themselves, because I don't remember anybody coming smelling so much.
Trust you to think of that.
It might have been a bit wobbly on the feet, but I don't think it were the onions.
You had one chap, didn't you, who was extremely good at spotting plants and things like that.
Oh, Gordon Suthers. People will remember Gordon and Barbara.
Yeah.
Gordon, very well known. He used to be a very keen cyclist.
Right.
Very well known in the area. And he was top class. He could walk into a wood and see mushrooms and tell you straight away which were the ones to eat and which one not. And anywhere where you went and there were either flowers on the trees or berries on the trees, Gordon would know which to take to make wine with. And it was top class.
I believe that you made quite a bit of elderberry and elderflower.
Oh, we made a lot of elderberry and elderflower. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
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 Yeah, very good. And what equipment did you have for doing this? In your house?
Mainly demijohns. You mixed it. You mixed it up with whatever ingredients you were going to put in, and then poured it in demijohns to leave for several days. I forget the length of time you had to leave it to ferment. And then we used to make slow gin, get some slows, and do what we had to do with them, and then add a bottle of gin, And that were extremely good, but a bit more on the expensive side, the bottle of gin.
Yeah, because a lot of these we used to get from Washbrook.
That's right, Washbrook's in Rochdale Road. Yeah. Yes, they were first class for any equipment that you needed. Mm. So at that time it was a very popular pastime, was winemaking. We used to go to several areas in Lancashire and have competitions. You'd all take your wines and they'd all put the wines, and then someone who was supposedly separate from the organisation to choose which ones were the winners and which one. And we went to quite a lot. Some very, very interesting evenings. The 40s evenings where we went to one or two places. And
I'm amazed you can remember all these.
And the floats. Used to be on the floats. We used to have, when they had the floats in Todmorden, the wine circle mostly had a float. One in particular with doctors and nurses, and happened to be the white man in the white coat.
Mm. So a doctor, very rare these days.
Yes, yeah, you'd got to have an appointment to see me.
So this is on the back of,
back of the lorry, all dolled up.
And the carnival was going,
yes.
Some of the socials that you had. Now, this is where you come in, Albert, isn't it? Where were they held, these?
Well, I'll give you a bit of history on it. And we started with the music. A lot of the listeners will probably remember a gentleman called Ronnie Wild. He used to be the sports editor at Todd News. And Ronnie, me and Andrew Pownall played football for Todd United. And Ronnie come to us one day and he says, I want to run some discos. I want to start a disco. So we got together. There were Ronnie and Andrew, another lad called Kevin Lum, who a lot of people will know as Chip Fat, who celebrates his 70th birthday this December, and he's coming back to Todd for a party. So something to look forward to there. And myself. And what happened with the music part of it? Ronnie and Andrew used to do the wine circles in the early 70s. And then they sort of retired from the scene a little bit, and I was privileged to start going to the Y Circle and playing music and learning what I could play for whatever dances, and old time valitas, square tangos, rumba royales, you name it. Uh-huh. And
always very, very good, very good evenings.
They were
first class evenings.
Used to enjoy it, and
good memories.
The perks were obviously getting to taste the wines as well.
Of course.
One thing I've failed to mention was that we used to go to Southport, to Pontins, for wine weekends. A lot of the local winemaking circles went there, and that was a big event because everyone who made wine at that time went on to win a prize, and that was very good if you got into the top ranks with that. That was the whole of the weekend. Drinking on the Saturday and drinking on the Sunday until it was time to come home. No one got so that they couldn't drive.
Right.
Very, very careful.
Yeah.
They had someone else, the wives usually drove.
Right. That sounds about right, doesn't it? Oh, dear. And I believe there was quite a queue for tickets.
Oh, there was. It was a very popular event. I'm sure a lot of the ladies and gentlemen, if they bring it to mind, I'm sure they must have heard about it at the time.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a very popular event.
So how often did you have your dances?
If you said about once a month, I don't think you'd be far.
Around about 1 month. Yeah. There was one particular incident at the dance, which Albert Ross was more in line with telling you this than me.
Well, I'll step in there, will you? Because it was very entertaining. But
it was nearer to the action.
Yeah, that evening, I always remember it, and I'm sure some of you listeners will as well, because the wine must have been very, very strong that night, because I think we were doing something like the Friendly Waltz or something like that. And there was a lady, no names mentioned, but I'm not sure where she thought she were in a different place, but she proceeded and she went topless, if I may say, on this station. She went topless and she were dancing about, and all the women were going ooh and ah, and the guys were saying please don't stop the music. So it was very entertaining, but needless to say she were never invited again.
Bringing the wine circle into disrepute.
As chairman at that time, I think that someone encouraged her without full knowledge of what she was doing.
Quite possibly. Quite, yes,
exonerator.
Right, okay. We haven't mentioned her name.
No names.
We mentioned all the others, but not this lady. No. So,
well, if she's there, she'll know she is.
Oh, I hope you... listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. I think this has been brilliant. Will, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Albert. Lovely to remember.
Whole load of fun.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine. And I hope your listeners enjoy it as much as we've done.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Fantastic memories, and you've got to just work on these memories, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And before you go, just a special thanks to Christine, Will, because she's doing a great job.
Yes,
of course. A great service to the community of Dudley.
You're very kind of you, Christine, to spend your time.
Right, thanks very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.